It's Maz for Breakfast on Albany 783 Triple M. Good morning. And I'm catching up with wellness coach and the author of The Wellness Puzzle, Andrew Jobling. Good morning, Andrew. Now, straight into business, my question for you this morning is, I've been chatting with my friends and it seems like consistently they're complaining about their partners or husbands because my friends are trying to stay fit and healthy through winter, but they're struggling to get their partners motivated. Do you have any hints or tips for that?
Yeah, absolutely. First step is hide the couch.
That could be impossible, Andrew.
At least hide the cushions.
Yeah.
Maz, good question. And the hardest thing to do is to try and get someone to do something that you want them to do. Always the hardest thing to do. Mm. And I guess one of the things I've learned in my 30 years in health and wellbeing is that people are only going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you get your partner to do stuff? Well, that's the answer is you can't.
Yeah.
Because they will choose to do it on their own accord. Mm. So therefore the question doesn't become, how do I get them to do what I want them to do? The question then becomes, how do I do what I need to do and inspire them or influence them? Because this is what I found is that, you know, as a personal trainer, I realized that I could, even people that were paying me, I still couldn't convince them to do what they needed to do. You know, they were giving me money to help them. They still weren't doing what they needed to do. And what I guess what I realized was I just need to be the best example I can be. And hope that will inspire them. And I think one of the hardest things for partners to do, you know, and you care and love about your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your partner, you love them and you want them to be healthy. And we think we're doing the right thing by trying to convince them to go on a diet or to eat better or to exercise. But all you're actually doing is creating friction. Because you're trying to push, they feel like you're maybe trying to push them to do something for your reasons, not for their own reasons. So the best advice I can give you is stop it, is stop trying to influence them and just start looking after yourself. When your partner realizes that you're serious and that you're actually doing it, then they'll become more interested. They'll certainly become more supportive. And I've seen it time and time again where a partner actually gets on board. And I've got a specific example of a husband and wife, and the wife wanted to lose some weight, so she started on a regime. And her husband really didn't think he needed to lose any weight or be healthier. Just said, well, I'll support you. That's what he said to her. Look, I'll support you. He jokes he accidentally lost 20 kilos. And the reason's simple. He just started doing what she was doing.
That makes total sense, Andrew. I'm sure plenty of listeners out there can take something away from that. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure.
Andrew Jobling, the author of The Wellness Puzzle and wellness coach here on Albany 783 Triple M.